I want to thank our Pathfinders for leading us in worship through different arts. And church, this morning, I feel very proud of Sophia and Alexa. If you haven't met Sophia and Alexa, these are wonderful girls. And this morning, I was pleasantly surprised because I knew that they were going to be speaking this morning, but the blessing that God gave this morning, the first service through them, was bigger than expected. And I know that God is using them, and He will continue to use them as they share the word this morning. So I ask for you to bow your heads with me as we pray for them. Father, because you are good, we are so blessed to call you Father. Thank you because we know that you are in this place. And thank you because we know that you have placed a word in the heart of Sophia and Alexa. And this morning, I pray that as they open their mouths, it is your words that speak to our hearts. Help us have open hearts and open minds to hear your voice and your message this morning. I pray for them an anointing of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Happy to be here with you today. I'm Sophia. I'm 15 and I'm a sophomore at FLA. I love being around my friends, listening to music, and I have been a part of this beautiful church for about 7 years now.
Hi, church family. I'm Alexa and I'm 14. I'm a freshman and I'm also homeschooled. I also really like music and baking and playing soccer too. We're really excited to open the Word of God with you today and look at a story that hopefully will encourage you to trust God more.
As some of you know, our Pathfinder Club went to an international Pathfinder campery at Gillette, Wyoming. For those of you who don't know what a campery is, it's a time to learn to grow your relationship with God and others through nature. At this event, there were about 60,000 participants, and Forest Lakes Club was the largest with over 300 people. Since there were so many people, each union had their place to camp. This is the map of Gillette. This is where the Southern Union would stay, so Forest Lake Pathfinders would stay there, and we had worship every night all the way over there. So we were like pretty far. It would take us about 30 minutes to get there. So we would get really exhausted. We would have to be dodging the nasty porta potties and dusty golf carts along the way. It was very tiring. We also had to carry our backpacks and our chairs and our water bottles. By the time we got there, we were tired, thirsty, and sometimes drenched because of all the rain. One time I remember I forgot to bring my water bottle. I ran to Alexa and she ran out too.
If walking for that bit was so difficult, I can't even imagine how hard it would be to walk in that heat all day long. There's a story in the Bible that can relate to our experience, and it's found in Exodus 15, 22-23. If you didn't bring your Bible, there's a blue Bible in the pew in front of you. You can open to page 51. While you're turning there, I'm going to give you some context. The Israelites have just been delivered out of Egypt because God sent 10 plagues and the Pharaoh told them to leave. As they were traveling, the Egyptian army decided to go after them because they changed their mind. Moses lifted up his staff, and through God's power, the waters of the Red Sea parted in two, allowing the Israelites to go through on dry ground. Right after this event, they continued their journey while rejoicing, and this is where the story takes place.
So here's what it says in Exodus 15, 22-23. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter.
I don't know about you, but I love cake. And one of my favorite cake shops is Nothing Bundt Cakes. My favorite flavor is the white chocolate raspberry cake. It's so good. Can I get a witness, somebody? Yes. There are also so many other delicious flavors of cakes. It's a great place. Well, on my last birthday, I went to this place to get a birthday cake for me. And my birthday's in December, and one of the winter seasonal flavors was a peppermint chocolate flavor. And since I love candy canes and peppermint flavored stuff, I thought it would be an amazing cake flavor. This is what it looked like. It looks good, huh? So we bought the cake, we sang the happy birthday song, I blew out the candles, and then we finally cut the cake. But when I tasted the cake, it was awful. It tasted like Crest toothpaste with baking soda and chocolate. Not a good combination at all. It was kind of disappointing.
Just like Alexa tried this cake and she didn't like it, the Israelites tried the bitter water. Are you guys understanding what's going on here? I don't think you're getting it. Maybe this will help. Who here likes chocolate? Karina. Okay. You've tried Hershey's chocolate before, right? Oh, my bad. What's your name?
I'm Karina.
This is Karina. So you like Hershey's chocolate?
Of course.
What about Ghirardelli chocolate? Have you tried it before?
Yes.
This specific one?
No, I haven't.
That's great. Okay, that's exactly what we need. So we need your feedback on this chocolate. Okay, wait. Karina. Don't smile. Everyone, let's thank the volunteer for taking the bitterness of this chocolate.
I'm sure this is exactly how the Israelites felt when they realized that the water at Marah tasted bitter.
The Israelites have gone 3 days without water, and an average person can only last about 3 days without water, so that means they're hot, tired, cranky, and about to die. So they see this water in the distance, and they get so excited. I mean, I can imagine the kids just running up and diving in, hoping for it to be refreshing. What a disappointment. One of my disappointments was when I ran to Alexa for water, and she ran out. Maybe you can relate to the Israelites when they were looking for something better, but they got something bitter.
Everybody has things that are bitter in their lives. You got married thinking it would be a sweet experience and an amazing marriage full of happiness and joy, but it has turned out to be not what you'd hoped for. Bitter, not better.
Your dream has always been to become a U.S. citizen. You've done all the paperwork, turned in all the forms, but you can't get in. You wait for so long. Everything just seems so bitter.
You lost your job and you can't pay your bills now. All this financial stuff just tastes so bitter. Or you just moved to a new place and you miss all your family and friends. You don't like where you are because you don't fit in. You feel so bitter.
Your hope and dream has always been to be a mom or dad, but the adoption papers never went through. Or you just wanted to become parents, but you were not able to. Everything just tastes so bitter.
One of your loved ones just got diagnosed with cancer, and there's not much can be done to benefit the situation. Doctors and nurses are trying their hardest to help them, but it still feels so bitter.
You have been waiting on God to answer your prayers, but you can't seem to hear His voice anywhere. It feels like God has been ignoring you. You want a better life, but it feels so bitter. Everyone has bitter things in their lives, and we believe that God allows us to be in bitter situations to learn to trust Him. Did you guys catch that? God puts us in bitter situations to learn to trust Him.
The Israelites were also experiencing something really bitter, even though they were hoping for something better. Because they were so focused on the bitter things in their lives, they were not able to realize that God was actually preparing them for something better in the future. And here's what happens when God turns bitterness into betterness here in verse 25. Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet.
The people cried to Moses, and Moses cries to God, and God showed him a piece of wood. It's very weird. Some of the versions say it's a tree, others a log, others a bush. Whatever it was, Moses takes the piece of wood, throws it into the water, and through God's power, the water becomes sweet.
I don't know what your situation is, but just like the Israelites, God has something much better planned for you. This means that God doesn't want you to suffer. He wants to make you stronger and more trusting of Him for the things He has planned for you in the future.
One of my favorite verses, a really common one too, is Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." One way you could put it is, God has already prepared the way. He's just preparing you.
Ellen White, a very influential Adventist author, also says something very similar in Ministry of Healing, page 248. "In every trial, if we seek Him, Christ will give us help. For every bitter drink that is placed to our lips, we shall find a branch of healing." This means that in any bitter situation, Christ will make it better, or as Ellen White puts it, He will give us healing. For me, this brings a sense of peace coming directly from God. It's like I hear Him saying, "Hey, I got your back."
There are so many stories of people whose lives were bitter, but God made them into better. For example, is from Timothy Crosby, who wrote a book called A Passion for Prayer. He talks about a church in Georgia. One day, the pastor spoke about prayer. After the service, he got a message from a man who wanted to see him and ask him some questions. That man was an alcoholic who attended church that one day. So then he asked the pastor, "What you said about prayer, is it really true? Is it true that God hears your prayers? I'm used to listening to people who don't believe in what they say, but you do seem like you believe. Is that true?"
The pastor answered by saying, "Every word I said is true, but it's not because I said it, but because God said it, and He keeps His promises." Then the man asked the pastor to pray for him, and he did.
They asked God to show Himself into his life and show that He had a better purpose for creating him and there's something better in store for him. Then he stumbled out of the office and they went their separate ways.
Several years later, that same pastor was invited to speak at Augusta, Georgia. When he got to the reception of the hotel where he was staying, he got a message that a man he didn't know wanted to meet with him the next morning. When that time arrived, a well-dressed man holding two little girls by the hand came up to the pastor and asked him if he recognized him. The pastor shook his head and answered, "No, I don't recognize you." Then the man said that the same drunk man he had prayed for a few years ago in Atlanta, that was him. As you can see, an extremely bitter life was turned into a much better life by God.
No matter what bitterness you have in your life, God has your life all laid out. He's just preparing you for the better things in the future.
Let me pray for all of you who are going through bitter times. God, please let us know that You are with us and even in the bitter situations, and that You're just preparing us for the better things that You have planned for us. Please help us all realize that all the bitter things are for a reason. We love You. In Your name I pray, amen.
Amen.